All right. SLC Supercross Pro Circuit Pulpcast. Kevin Moranz, what's up, man? Hey, nice work on that LCQ. You had to be stressing a little bit.
Yeah, it was a little bit stressful, but, you know, I got out to a really good start. I mean, I know I'm always a really good starter. I have a lot of confidence in myself and my start. So I actually had a video of it, too. So, you know, I was like a whole bike length ahead of everybody. So just shifted up, kept it going, stuck to the inside, and then just rode my race. So it was pretty solid.
Yeah. Hey, before we get into the main event for you, I got to say, your qualifying time was a little off for me from what I thought you'd be. What were some of the issues you had?
So the biggest thing with me is, like, obviously, so privateer life, right? I had not touched my race bike since Daytona. Okay. And we ran like a soft setup at Daytona because it was like on the rig when everything got canceled.
Yep.
So show up, we try to kind of go back to our base, but just kind of really struggled when it comes to having like a good setup, because when everything got canceled, we needed to rebuild my suspension.
Mm-hmm.
But everything was on the rig. We didn't really have time. Nobody knew what was going on when it comes to, like, when we're going to race.
Yep.
So, anyway, just kind of had to do with what I had and the elevation. Also, I couldn't, like, really remap my bike, so I kind of got to try to figure that out. So we were dealing with just trying to make minor adjustments to kind of make up for all the differences, you know what I mean?
Did you get it somewhat close? You were working on it all day?
Yeah, we got pretty close, but we're going to try to find some, maybe somebody to remap a little bit, just because the elevation is struggling a little bit. It's got a little bit of a bog at the bottom, but other than that, it's been pretty decent.
Dude, between the guys pulling off and the guys crashing and fuel boiling and altitude sickness, it was quite a challenge for a lot of dudes today.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, we did, what was it, 20, like they did 22.
22,
laps,
you did 22, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, so that's a lot of laps. And so another thing that I really struggled with is, like, the heat race was carnage right off the get-go, because you go out of the start corner, you hit that hard 180 in the second corner where it was super, super muddy in the heat. So everybody kind of just stopped, and I ended up getting bumped off the track. So hopped back on, got back, all the carnage. So
right.
I think I got back up to ninth and then just made some other little mistakes, dropped to 11th. So bounced back good in the LCQ. I actually rode my own race and then battled with Blos a little bit. And then another thing just that, you know, it was a good learning experience today to take it into the next round. But I didn't really soften anything up for the main, and I think I should have, because, one, this is my first time racing in Salt Lake City, so I had no experience prior. And it got way drier and way choppier than I was expecting.
Yeah, dude. It looked like a national at times out there, like in some spots. Yeah.
So I was just kind of like, I think my stuff was just set up too stiff, and I was fighting the bike the whole time. So lesson learned, you know what I mean? Just got to take what we can get. I mean, I'm not super stoked with my main performance at all, but, you know, I literally only had 2 days of Supercross over the 85 days of break. So
yeah.
I'm not too bummed on it. Just, we need to build and keep getting better.
Yeah. And I mean, look, it's an LCQ, so it's not, you know, the best of the best, but any win feels good for a guy like you, I'm sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, just running up front and running your own pace. Not have to worry about all the carnage and, you know, the people that are just, there's only so many places you can go. So getting out front is definitely what I need to do more often.
I think this was a sneaky, tough race for a lot of guys. I don't think a lot of people, myself included, expected it to be this tough for guys, whether for all the stuff we talked about.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, one thing that I really struggle with, too, is, like, obviously with the altitude and everything, is I did everything in my power to try to get over that right after the start. That single over table 3-3.
Yeah.
Like, because I had my uncle and some other people taking videos of me so I could, like, kind of see what was going on with my suspension while I was riding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I tried it 4 different times, and every single time just framed the absolute crud out of it. So I was just kind of stuck to the slower line.
Yep.
That's all my bike could really get over up here in the altitude. So I just made do with what I had, and, you know, I'm excited for the next round. I think it's a decent first round back to build off of.
Yeah, get started. Now, are you going to leave for the after your coast is done here, after the 3?
No. I'm staying for sure.
So you'll just watch and ride and do whatever, right?
Yeah, watch, ride, mountain bike, enjoy the beautiful state of Utah.
Hey, listen, if we had to be stuck somewhere, all of us, for these seven races, it's not a bad place in this Salt Lake City.
It really is not. Yeah. It is not at all. It's been awesome. My uncle, Roy, lives out here too. So I've been kind of staying with him, and he lives up here in Park City. So he knows all the ins and outs of every trail around here. So it's been pretty fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Like you said, at least you can have fun. Cause I was doing the math, and I think the East Coast guys with coming back and getting retested could leave for like 11 days or something if they wanted to.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, I drove out here and it was like a 16-hour drive. So I'm definitely not going back just to turn around and drive another 16 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. All right, Morantz. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Good job. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.